From Sri Lanka in South Asia, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Global health experts often talk about One Health, the important interactions of humans, animals, and the environment. One example of this interconnectedness of humans and animals is zoonotic disease, illnesses like Ebola, AIDS, and toxoplasmosis that start off in the animal kingdom and pass on to humans. But this story isn't about animals passing illnesses to humans. Recently, tuberculosis has been found in Sri Lankan elephants. The veterinarian who discovered this prefers to be called Dangala.
My name is Ashoka Dangola. I'm a senior lecturer in the Veterinary Clinical Science Department in the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine in University of Peradeniya.
Dangola tells me this story as we walk around the infirmary that he runs for sick and wounded elephants. Some elephants stand in the river watching he and I talk. This story starts with an elephant who was not doing well. She'd lost weight, her appetite decreased, and she seemed to lack energy. The doctors decided they needed to get her to the infirmary, so that morning she started on a 20-kilometer walk that she seemed to find exhausting.
By about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she arrived at this place. And then she slept that night, but the following morning she was finding it difficult to get up. She did not raise her head up. And we waited until about 9, 10 o'clock. She didn't want to get up.
They wanted to give her some help. They wasted no time.
We brought a 5-ton hoist and then brought some straps. And then using these straps, we tried to assist her to get up.
They got her to her feet, but she was clearly sick.
During that process, we saw some phlegm coming out from the trunk, which immediately led me to suspect that this could be a case of tuberculosis.
They next sent specimens to two labs in two different locations.
They confirmed that it was Mycobacterium tuberculosis.
They had already started anti-TB treatment, and then she stopped eating. At the end of the sixth day of treatment, she died. Pathology reports confirmed the diagnosis of tuberculosis, but then came the question of how the elephant caught this very human disease. Attention turned toward the mahout, or elephant keeper. These keepers spend almost every minute with the elephant.
When you see this stream, now in half an hour's time, you will see most elephants will be in water, and also keepers will also bathe in the same water, and they will keep bathing elephants all the time. So their life is almost together all the time. This elephant had a keeper. This keeper had never been changed, and his father was a known tuberculosis patient.
The keeper's father died shortly afterwards. As for the keeper,
he never went to the chest clinic. All our efforts to convince him to go to the tuberculosis clinic failed. He did not want to go to the clinic. He did not want to take medicine. He very strongly believed that he was not sick. Until this day, I did not see him.
So while animal diseases clearly pose a potential danger to humans, this first case of elephant TB illustrates that we humans also pose health risks for the animal kingdom. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes in Sri Lanka, South Asia, with A Second Opinion.